Before the graduates of Monster College began terrorizing the countryside, there were some important lessons to be learned. Leland Chow runs the fear grounds at Merriweather Post, and she admits that some are naturals, but thinks that the value of a good education should never be underestimated.
You have to go to Monster College, and you have to take the requisite courses in how to scream and how to work as a team and make sure that our patrons are scared witless, but that everyone stays safe.
Co-owner Scott Noggle says the skills necessary to become a good monster include a good set of lungs, good timing, and a love of the holiday.
Some of the things we train them, they must do. They must learn to act as a team. They must learn to see themselves as part of the whole and not as an individual. They have to learn how to take care of the makeup and take care of the costumes, you know, because statistically with most haunted houses, most of the damage to props and costumes are not from customers, it's from the actors.
Noggle emphasizes teamwork to get a good scare. And if you think about it, even Dracula, the Wolfman, and Frankenstein eventually realized that they needed to team up.
Also, in a given room, you can have a couple of actors, and the first one may jump out and startle the people, but their guards are already up. They're expecting monsters in the dark, so they're ready. So the first one, they're like, ah, I saw you. Just when they think they dealt with this one, they saw this one coming, the second one gets them. So that's an example of teamwork. One's more of misdirection for setting up the real scare, and that's what really makes them jump out of their skin.
But Monster College is about more than a set of lungs and teamwork. Would-be monsters are fitted with gruesome prosthetics that suggest slit throats and boils, and are taught the basics of theatrical makeup. Erin Hamilton graduated from Monster College.
It's my first time using prosthetics, so I get to learn about the adhesive and how it's very hard to get off. It takes a long time and a lot of goop at the end.
Hamilton says the metamorphosis from Erin to slithering, rotting zombie is not a quick or easy process.
Oh, I've been trying to time myself, but I think as far as makeup goes, about 20, 25 minutes.
And to become yourself again?
A little bit less time, but it involves a lot of baby wipes and adhesive remover.
Despite the fact that Monster College's number one rule is do not touch the monsters, Noggle says the training is very hands-on.
Well, at Monster College, we literally have people out here. We demonstrate what it's like to act out a scene, and then we train them. We train them that you don't want everything to be on the same level. For example, you don't want all your monsters going rawr at the same tone. Okay, you want to break it up so some are going rawr, and some are screaming, and some are laughing, and some are even laughs are broken up into different levels. Like a you can add all these different levels and tones by training your actors to have different tones throughout the haunt, scaring from different heights. From instead of all the monsters coming at you from here, you got some that can get down low and come up at the scene, and some that can come down, and some that can scare from above and from the sides and from the front and so forth.
Bill Glover has been a monster for 6 years.
You know, you're the lion and they're the zebras. You watch them as a group, and suddenly you'll see this one person on the edge of the group that maybe walks a little faster, that walks to the front of the group, and you realize that's the person who doesn't want to be scared. Guess what? That's the person you get.
I don't want to. I'm like really...
I think it's first.
No.
And what kind of GPA do you need to get accepted into Monster College?
Gore.0.
Absolutely.
Co-owner Leland Chow warns that Monster College is rigorous and exacting.
Monster College is a day-long seminar, so it doesn't take a whole lot, but at the end of the course, you get your BOO degree.
But if going back to school for a degree is daunting, don't worry. There are many paths to a haunting. Bill Glover never went to Monster College. At first glance, you think he's your everyday graphic designer. But when you're confronted by a 6-foot black tarantula as you walk up his Kensington driveway, you get an inkling that not everything is as normal as it seems.
Well, I do my best to suspend belief. You know, around Halloween, I think people want to be scared. They see it as a chance to become kids again and see the world in a different way. And again, suspend reality and say, it's okay to scare me. Please do.
Glover began his monstrous ways as a parent. He began making Halloween costumes for his kids with baseball bats that seemed to go through the head or arrows that pierced the chest. Now, he can be seen in Olney, Maryland's Field of Screams.
The take your head off and expose your brain is a wonderful special effect. It's just two hats basically put together, that the first one's basically glued to your head and the second one is a cap. And when it comes off, people are very surprised to see your exposed brain. And again, this concept of suspending belief. For a moment, they honestly believe they're seeing your brain.
Glover says, for him, Halloween is a celebration of the imagination and not horror.
Oh, certainly the imagination. Even though we do tend to go in the ghoulish side, I've seen it in the eyes of, 60-year-old grandmothers walking with their children, and they don't think you can scare them. And when they do get scared, for them, they're 10 years old again. And that's the beauty.
On a serious note, Glover was hurt last week when a customer decided to tackle a monster. He says he will go back out scaring soon, but has a last thought for patrons of haunts.
Please, if our rule is don't touch you, please don't touch us.
I'm Andrew Hiller.